Om Shanti, this is the Avyakt Murli of the 26th of October 1971. The title is The Basis of Karma is Attitude. The Basis of Karma is Attitude. Today, it is the start of the Bhakti of the Pandav army who live in the household. Do you consider yourselves to be the Pandavas? Do you constantly have your Pandav form in your awareness? Or do you sometimes consider yourselves to be Pandavas and sometimes to be householders? By constantly considering yourselves to be Pandavas, that is, the guides, can you have any awareness other than that of the journey and the destination? If you have any other awareness, the reason for that is that you forget your Pandav form. By changing your awareness, that is, your attitude, that is, your thought pattern, even your actions are transformed. The basis of action is your attitude. Only through your attitude does your household become pure or impure. This is why, if the Pandav army connects its thoughts constantly with the One Father, then with this attitude you can bring about progress in yourself. Progress is based on your attitude. What do you have to do to your attitude? That is the thought pattern. If your attitude is elevated, your household will also be elevated. So, what should you keep in your attitude through which there can be easy progress? In your attitude, constantly remember that you belong to the One Father and none other. You have old relationships with the One Father and receive all attainments from the One Father. By constantly having this in your attitude, you will constantly have the vision of the soul. That is, you will have the vision of brotherhood. Only when you forget the attainments from having all relationships with the One Father does your attitude become mischievous. When you do not have any relationship with anyone except the One Father, why should your attitude become mischievous? By having an elevated attitude, you cannot become mischievous. Make your attitude elevated and your household will automatically become elevated. This household will become a means of progress. And through progress, you will easily be able to receive liberation and salvation. Then, this household will not be an excuse for you to come down. So, for progress, those who are living in the household have to make their attitude good. And then, the complaint of the attitude becoming mischievous will be finished. In your awareness and attitude, you must constantly have the land of Nirvana and the stage of silence, and in your activity, you must be humble. So, by having the awareness of humility, renewal, and silence, that is, being beyond, your activity, your task, and your stage, all three will become powerful. That is, there will be power in your awareness. Where there is power, you cannot forget any of the three. So, in order to finish forgetfulness, have a powerful awareness. This is very easy, is it not? If you have humility in your activity, then your task of world renewal will continue automatically. Humility means being egoless. When there is humility, the arrogance of the body automatically finishes. When those who remain in the stage of humility come into sound whilst being in the stage of silence, their words will be accurate and powerful. The more powerful something is, although it is less in quantity, it has a lot of quality. In the same way, when you come into sound having stabilized yourself in the stage of being beyond, the words you speak will be few, but they will be more powerful. At present, you have to go into a lot of detail, but as you continue to create a powerful stage, each word of yours will be filled with the significance of 1,000 words, and through this, your wasteful words will automatically finish. Just as the entire essence of knowledge is merged in the badge, the entire ocean is merged in this little badge in its essence. In the same way, even one word that emerges from you will be filled with the total significance of knowledge. So, you have to fill your words with such power. When your attitude and words become powerful, your actions will also be constantly accurate and powerful. You have come here to charge your battery, and so, in order to charge your battery, constantly consider yourselves to be in charge of the world renewal. If you constantly consider yourselves to be in charge of the tasks of this world, then your battery will constantly remain charged. When you forget that you yourself are in charge of this, your battery becomes discharged. Therefore, constantly consider yourselves to be in charge of this task, and then constantly check the chart of this charge of your battery. Then there will never be a discharge in the stage of the soul, either in thoughts or in actions. Then this complaint will finish. You have this complaint, do you not? This is the biggest complaint from everyone. The reason for this is that you do not consider yourselves to be in charge of such elevated karma. Whatever actions I perform, others seeing me will do the same. This is fixed anyway. But do you understand with how much greater depth you have to imbibe this slogan? What deep slogan is necessary in the bhakti of the Pandavas? You were told about the slogan. In the same way, whatever is the attitude of I, the soul, the instrument, the atmosphere will be according to that. So, it is the attitude that transforms the atmosphere. Attitude is more subtle than action. Now, you must not pay attention to just your karma, but you must consider yourself to be in charge of creating the atmosphere through attitude. Who will make the atmosphere sattva-pradhan? All of you are the instruments for this, are you not? If you constantly had this slogan in your awareness, then would your attitude become mischievous? A child will only become mischievous when he is free. So the attitude also becomes mischievous when you lack the awareness of such a great task. If a very mischievous child is kept busy and yet does not let go of his mischievous behavior, then what method is used? There is still the complaint that even though you try to keep your attitude busy in remembrance and service, it still becomes mischievous. So, what should you then do? Just as you try to restrain a mischievous child with some type of bondage, whether it is a physical bondage or bondage of words, you tempt him with some attainment and tie him with love. In the same way, you will have to tie your intellect and your thoughts with one or another bondage. What is that bondage? Check where your intellect goes. After checking where the intellect goes, transform those lokic worldly things into alokic things. Then keep in your awareness the alokic imperishable things after having compared the worldly thongs and the alokic imperishable things. When the attitude of a bodily being is being mischievous, then in whatever relationship there is mischief, experience that particular relationship with the Eternal Father in a practical way. For example, if your attitude is being mischievous in the relationships of the household, then attain the alokic experience of this relationship from the Father who fulfills all relationships. When whatever was lacking is fulfilled, you will become free from mischief. Do you understand? If you have all relationships and all attainments from the One Father, then will your intellect have mischief towards all the others? So the biggest bondage of having all relationships with one is that you have to restrain your mischievous attitude with the bondage of all relationships with the One Father. Then all mischief will easily finish. You will then not be able to see any other relationship or any other attainment. So where could the attitude be drawn to? Tie yourself, as is remembered in the example of Sita being ordered to stay within the line drawn for her. In the same way, whilst taking every step or creating any thought, consider yourself to be within the line drawn by Baba. If you go beyond the line, even in your thoughts, then wasteful thoughts will attack you. Constantly stay within the line that has been drawn for you, and you will constantly remain safe, and no type of sanskar of Ravan will attack you. You will not waste your time again and again in finishing those little things. Neither will there be any attack, nor will your time be wasted again and again. This is why you must now constantly remember your order. You have come to this bhakti in order to become such obedient children, have you not? Therefore, return with this practice so that you do not have even one thought that is not within the order. The tilak of being such obedient children should constantly be applied in your awareness. Apply this tilak and then we shall see who claims the first number. Who will claim the first prize in adopting this tilak? Acha Om Shanti.